is June 13th, 9:32 a.m. The City Magistrate Merit Selection Commission, and we will go to a roll call. James Rappaport?
Here.
Dina Dieglio?
Here.
Miriam Ferguson?
Here.
Jean Gakey?
Here.
Dee Dee Samet?
Here.
Heidi Steiner?
Here.
Jennifer Hogan?
Here.
Sharon Matlick?
Here.
We do have quorum.
Right. Item two, approval of the minutes for the April 28, 2025 and June 6, 2025 meetings. Did everyone get a chance to review those?
Moved and approved.
All right. Second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Any edits? Any changes? All right. Motion and second. Let's do roll call.
James Rappaport?
Yes.
Dina Dieglio?
Yes.
Miriam Ferguson?
Yes.
Jean Gakey?
Yes.
Dee Dee Samet?
Yes.
Heidi Steiner?
Yeah.
Jennifer Hogan?
Yes.
Sharon Matlick?
Yes.
3, 4, 5, 6. Motion passes by 2-8-0.
All right, on to item three. Amby, did we get anyone who wanted to speak on behalf of a candidate or address the commission about her business today?
I didn't get any request via email.
Okay.
But we do have Judge Cloates that is present online. So I don't know.
Okay. Good morning, Judge. Can you hear us?
I can. I'm here as a very interested observer.
Okay.
So I didn't intend on making any comments to the commission unless obviously you had any questions. I'm here. I'll be watching.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. On to item four, discussion of possible action to fill vacant city magistrate position. I know I think we have gotten some additional feedback on the applicants in the last several weeks. Did we want to discuss that before proceeding into the interviews? I think we had set some time to talk about that.
I think we should.
I would make a motion to go into executive session to discuss.
Okay, there's a motion to go into executive session to discuss the candidates. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Motion and second. Any discussion? All right.
Okay, roll call. James Rappaport?
Yes.
Dina Dieglio?
Yes.
Miriam Ferguson?
Yes.
Jean Gakey?
Yes.
Dee Dee Samet?
Yes.
Heidi Steiner?
Yeah.
Jennifer Hogan?
Yes.
Sharon Matlick?
Yes.
Motion passes 8-0 to go into executive session. Judge Cloates, we're going to go ahead and get off for executive session, and then we'll resume in just a bit if you want to check back. Or you can stay logged on to that one, and you'll see when we come back.
Okay, you're muted.
were like, who's yawning? And I'm like, click.
Mute.
I need my camera off. Thank God.
Sleeping.
Are we back?
We are back.
Excellent. All right. The record will reflect the presence of all of the commissioners and the commission staff. I believe Dee Dee had something to say on the record for everybody.
I would like to make a motion that we submit to the mayor and council a slate of, excuse me, of in ranked order of Alan David Bond as number one, number two, Paul Joseph Sidnicki, and number three, Jennifer Rochelle, then number four. And in that order, I mean, it's number three.
Okay.
In that order to the commission, to the city council for appointment of the magistrate judge to the city magistrate judge.
Second.
Discussion.
So can I discuss?
I'm gonna make my point because I think you made your point making the motion. I think Jennifer Rochelle gave a great interview. I think she has an excellent resume. My concern is that she has not practiced for the last 5 years. She is not currently an active member of the bar. City court is a criminal court. And by my reckoning, I think Jennifer has 2 years of criminal law experience. And she's, I think, did child welfare litigation for 3 years at the PD here, which it's not nothing. I don't want to discount that or suggest that that's not important or meaningful work. But in relation to the other two that we were putting up and in relation to what we expect of a city magistrate who is going to be hitting the ground running and doing jury trials and bench trials all the time, I think 2 years of criminal law experience is a little thin, in my opinion. And so I will not be supporting that motion.
And I'd just like to be heard on Jennifer Rochelle's. I think that, number one, she did an excellent interview. The interview was out of the park. Number two, I think she has the intelligence at all that, even though she has not practiced a lot in the area, to hit the ground running and to be up to speed very fast, because she has the ability, the knowledge, research ability, and everything else that would, and the intelligence to be able to do that. And number three, I think that it lets people know that this commission is willing to look at everybody, whether they have a lot of experience or they don't have a lot of experience. What we're looking for is somebody that we feel that would be respected, would be ethical, would be willing to listen to clients, would be a good example in the courtroom to litigants and to the public and to the lawyers, that people will be heard and that they will make a fair decision. And I think that she can do this as well as the other ones that we have recommended.
Any further discussion from the commission? All right, can we call roll?
Yes. All right. So the motion, just so that way I can make it clear, the motion is to send to mayor and council in the ranked order Alan Bond, Paul Skitsky, and Jennifer Rochelle as a recommendation to fill the vacancy. James Rappaport.
No.
Dina Dieglio.
Yes.
Miriam Ferguson.
No.
Jean Gakey.
No.
Dee Dee Samet.
Yes.
Heidi Steiner.
Yes.
Jennifer Hogan.
No.
Sharon Matlick. So that's five. The motion fails. A vote of 5-3.
I'll make a motion to send a ranked order Alan Bond and number two, Paul Skitsky.
Second.
Okay. So the second motion now is to send to mayor and council in ranked order Alan Bond and Paul Skitsky. James Rappaport.
Yes.
Dina Dieglio.
Yes.
Miriam Ferguson.
Yes.
Jean Gakey.
Yes.
Dee Dee Samet.
Yes.
Heidi Steiner.
Yep.
Jennifer Hogan.
Yes.
Sharon Matlick.
Yes.
That motion passes 8-0.
All right. And item 5 is going to be a discussion and possible direction regarding disclosure to magistrate candidates for appointment or reappointment of public written comments and submitting materials prior to interview date. I heard an excellent suggestion from Dina the other day that we should probably give the candidates the opportunity to see the letters that are submitted, both for and against them. I think it should be an opt-in system rather than just we disclose everything. And we can potentially add that to the application so that it gives the candidates an idea of what we might want to discuss. It also ensures that they understand that, you know, we are making a decision on, if you will, the totality of the circumstances and feedback.
And I'm going to make a motion on it. I'm going to make a motion that we allow all applicants and reapplicants to opt in to receive all public documents that are sent to the clerk's office. And then if this passes, that the effect of it would be the clerk's office, anytime they receive input from about any candidates for appointment or reappointment, that feedback also goes directly to the candidate. I think it's only fair. Anyone second?
Any discussion? Dee Dee, did you have
it? Okay. And I'm going to move to table it, and I'll tell you why. I think that before we decide on that, I would like to hear from, I'd like to have Judge Klotz meet with the commission and talk to us about some of the issues, both with the application, with trying to get more people here, and what he thinks about how that might do as far as restricting what people may tell us because of the fact that they know that whatever they say could be sent to the applicant, whether that would put a chill on really getting information, either from the court personnel or from the court itself.
Just a point of order, it's already public record when they send it to the clerk's office, so it's not a matter of whether they would want it out there, it's already a matter of public record.
And let me just say that there is a future agenda item about revising the
application
and process.
And that's what I was going to say. I'd like to have that tabled until we
look at that
and have it all on at the same time when we decide all those things.
So I got to pull out my procedural rules. If you make a motion to continue that decision, that it has to get seconded, and that does take precedent over the substantive vote. Mm. So your motion is to table that vote.
My motion is to table that until we, so that when we're talking about discussing the magistrate application, questionnaire changes and edits, as well as hearing from Judge Klotz about what we, you know, other things that we may want to consider in doing it. So I'd like that issue to await those discussions and any type of decisions we make in that regard.
So there's a motion to table the primary vote.
Is there a second? All right. Motion fails for lack of a second. Any more discussion on the substantive vote?
I agree with what Dee Dee's saying, is that we have some other work to be done, but this is a very specific issue on our, it's the input that comes into the mayor and council via public record. They timestamp those letters. And then the clerk's office, or that goes to the clerk's office, they send them to us as commissioners. And then we interview these applicants and reapplicants and often have to ambush them with problematic situations, or we don't even talk to them about some of the stuff we're going to make our decision based on. And I prefer our commission be 100% transparent as much as we can be. And I think that one way we do that is just allowing, because these are public records that are going to them. These are not private comments. So I don't think we would dissuade anyone for that reason. So that's why I made the motion.
Well, I want to address Dee Dee's point, because a concern that I had is, this is something I dealt with when I did performance evaluations for attorneys that I supervised. A lot of the feedback we got was just noise. A lot of it was not relevant, it was not helpful, it was not credible. And it was only a handful of stuff that we actually decided on, mm-hmm. and that was actionable. And so, you know, that's why I think my instinct at first was, well, I don't really want to send everybody everything that we get because it's just not going to help them prepare for the interview. It's not going to help them really do anything. And I think Dana's suggestion was a good happy medium where we give them the opportunity. If they would like to request that stuff, they can opt in, both the reapplicants and the new applicants for judgeships. And what I think we should also, our practice should also be, if we get a letter that concerns us, we should give that to the applicant at least, you know, maybe half an hour, an hour in advance of the interview so that they can, you know, not enough time for them to mount a defense exactly, but so that they can collect their thoughts and they're not ambushed in the moment.
That's a little different than my motion. My motion right. is simply that any public document that goes to the clerk's office and comes yeah. to us also goes to the candidate. And it's simple as that.
Different than what
you're yeah, right. saying something a little different.
Right. So I'm saying, yeah. So that even if, I guess the reason I say that is if somebody does not opt in, it's not like they're going to get ambushed. If we have like a real concern that we need to raise to them, we can still do that. Likewise, if they change their mind.
Yeah, I think that's probably different. The topic that you could discuss on Dee Dee's topic. Okay. Is that
mine's
that
very limited.
If they just, don't, I don't know who would opt in, but if somebody chooses not to opt yeah. in, then maybe there are things you should just force on them. But yeah. I think that's part of the application process discussion that Dee Dee was talking about.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. So we have a motion and a second. Or any more discussion?
Transparency is key.
I agree in transparency. What I'm saying is not to be, that I don't want to be transparent. I want to wait and have everything that has to do with the application and the whole process be done in a kind of in a manner where we have everything in front of us rather than doing it piecemeal, I guess is what I'm saying. So that's why I voted against
them. They seem unrelated, so yeah. It'll be okay.
Do any other discussion before we do roll call?
Okay, so the motion is to allow all, to allow to opt in to receive all public comments received to the clerk's office to be given to the
candidates. That's okay. True. For appointment and reappointment.
Okay. James Rappaport.
Yes.
Dina Dieglio.
Yes.
Miriam Ferguson.
Yes.
Jean Gakey.
Yes.
Dee Dee Samet.
No.
Heidi Steiner.
Yes.
Jennifer Hogan.
Yes.
Sharon Matlick.
Yes.
All right. Motion passes by a vote of 7-1.
All right, future agenda items, edits to the magistrate application questionnaire. I think for several meetings now, I've kind of said the same thing. This is in the back of my mind. I've made some track changes. I am not in a position right now to actually discuss this, so we'll save this for the next meeting. Same thing with the commission rules and regulations. Not quite ready yet, so we will deal with this at a future meeting. And that concludes.
And I'd like to move again. Have on the agenda a discussion and have Judge Klotz appear at one of our meetings in order to discuss ways that we can try to find more applicants for the position.
So that is a future agenda item that we can't make a motion on because it's already been decided to put it on a future agenda.
Mm-hmm. Has it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a future agenda item.
I don't know. That's
why. It says future agenda item.
Future agenda item.
All the way at the bottom.
That's the discussion.
One thing you might want to think about for future agenda items is the public comment period for Judge Ryan Blue and Judge Klotz's reappointment will be June 30th. So do you want to, on the next meeting, then put that on a future agenda to do their...
This what? I'm sorry, I didn't.
The closing period for public comment because
we weren't even aware of that. This is the first I've heard that. So we have another 15 days of public comment on both
For Judge Klotz and for Judge Blue.
Was that made public?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was. Media release was put out on the website.
Okay. So public comment closes in 2 weeks. So we need to schedule something.
Yes. So did you want to, for the future agenda, that's going to have the discussion of the application questionnaire and the commission rules and regulations for that agenda? We can put it as a future on that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then at that one, then we can.
Yep. That's schedule. I don't have a problem with that.
Applications for this.
You guys haven't gotten them quite yet because I'm.
Oh, okay. I was like, did I miss it?
They are reappointments, yes.
We have a date set for that?
No.
We're going to discuss the date at our next meeting.
But we don't have a next meeting yet. Can we schedule?
Saying you have to have a meeting to have a meeting.
Right. Yeah, so we need to schedule your meeting for the future agenda items. And then on that agenda, the future, another future agenda item will be to schedule the reappointments.
I see.
Yes.
So the two items, so just to be clear, the two items that you're on you that are currently on the future agenda on this agenda, you want to set a meeting separately for those two.
And we're going to have to set, and can we also set discussion about the applicants or
at that time?
Reappointment?
Reappointment? Do you want to do that?
I don't know.
In two groups.
When do we have to, when do we have to have something to the mayor and council?
So for
let's work backwards.
We have some time for their reappointments. Judge Blue expires February 7th. Judge Clotes expires January 2nd.
That's not the date we have to give them.
No.
We need it well in advance.
Yes. Yeah. So we have some time before you have to do the interviews for them.
But my question is, if we're going to change
the application.
The application, we don't have to change that part.
No, not
because the reappointment application is going to be as it presently is. Is that right?
Yes.
Plus an opt-in button.
Your changes will be for future.
New appointees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And I prefer to do Judge Blue and Judge Clotes at the same time, if that's okay with that, like in the same meetings. Is that okay with everybody instead of separate meetings?
Do you do the conversation at that same, like before the interview?
We get to decide. So what do you want to do?
Depends
on the next meeting.
Well, they're not up till the beginning of 26. Keep in mind, July, our office is going into heavy election.
Yeah.
So July and August are pretty much out for our office. So
how about September?
Great. September.
We're looking at dates.
I got it.
Yeah.
Fridays are great, by the way.
Fridays are good. Yeah.
Issues.
I have September, that whole week of September 17th, 18th, 19th. I'm out of the office for a seminar I'm doing.
I am not available on the 12th of September. I have a training all day.
Well, my birthday is September 10th.
Yeah. Well, mine's September 18th.
We can
can we have a birthday celebration?
My daughter should.
Yours is what?
My daughter's is the 17th, and she was supposed to be born on the 10th. So there you go.
Friday?
Yeah, the 26th.
Look at your calendar.
Yeah, it's here.
It's good.
What do we have now?
It's on September 26th.
Friday.
So I will be out that day.
Okay. So we should look for another day? Or should
Delma? October 3rd? What day is it?
It's October 3rd. Is a Friday.
That works for me.
Yeah.
It was an email.
I could do that.
October 3rd works for me.
October 3rd.
10 a.m.?
Is it a long one? Because otherwise the afternoon
is
2 hours.
The workshop.
Let's do like the afternoon ones.
Afternoon?
What do you, I mean,
that's fine. Whatever you guys want.
1:30?
Okay.
Long as we're out. Five.
Yeah, we will be.
I'm not staying past 5 on a Friday. Like you guys, I don't like you that much.
Yep, understood.
So October 3rd at 1:30, and that is for the future agenda items A and B for discussion and possible direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that meeting, we'll set
Judge Clotes' and Judge Blue's interviews.
Okay.
Do we need to put that on the agenda that we're going to be setting that?
I will put it on the agenda.
And then
that way it's covered. Yeah.
But thanks.
Yeah, it's going to be free on the 30s.
We can't. I don't think we can.
Say again?
Can we talk to Judge Clotes and ask him if he's available?
If you want him at that meeting, then you probably should.
Allowed to do that right
now? Yeah. I mean, this is just functory.
There he is. Hi, Judge Clotes.
Hi. Is October 3rd look okay for you?
Probably. It's not ideal, but if I have the option of appearing by Teams, that might help.
What is ideal?
Nothing. No, I'm kidding.
I don't have a problem with him.
Conceptual stuff.
Yep, sounds good.
So this is important. I'm sure I can make it happen. So you're looking at a Friday?
1:30.
And you said the afternoon's better than the morning for everyone?
I'm fine in the morning, but
if you have a preference. Is the morning better, Judge Cloak?
The morning is better if possible.
Yeah. I'm fine. Okay. How about 9:30?
Sure.
And we should really be done by which time?
25.
These are not interviews. This is just the agenda items you mentioned.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
And sorry, this is. Tell me the date.
October 3rd.
October
9:30.
Changing it to from 1:30
to. It's about discussion of the application process, right?
Yes.
Anything we can do to increase application?
How to get.
Yeah.
9:30.
Okay. Before we leave, I did want to say thank you to the commissioners. There is very spirited discussion, and we have a lot of new commissioners. And I think this was a really productive. This is a productive application discussion. We had a productive reappointment process for Judge Hale, and we've been working with everybody. And also, I should say on the record for the applicants, the process is hard and can be unpleasant and difficult, but we really do our level best to be fair and give everybody a fair shake. So thank you for all of you for making the time to interview us. We take the job real seriously. We know that you take the application seriously. So thank you to everybody who interviewed.
I want to thank our clerk.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
For everything you all do. And
before you all leave, if you have any materials that I have given you, please leave it. And are we adjourned?
Yes.
We are adjourned. Second. Just kidding. Yes, we will destroy much.
Are we off the record?
Huh?
We're off the record?
Yes, awesome. We are off. And thank you, Judge Cloak.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
You don't need that for.
Oh, and can you make sure to email?